Mercy Hospital, Book 2 in the Silver Hollow series, written by Lucien Lebeau, narrated by Stephen Miller. Preface. Dearest reader, this sequel would not be here without the help of many people. A book does not come to life without a team putting forth an effort to bring it to reality. The author would like to thank her tough but fair proofreader, Kat, and the equally tough but fair editor, Michael. Mercy Hospital is the second book of the Silver Hollow series. The first is now entering Silver Hollow, available on Amazon. While you don't have to read the books in order, it helps to get a foundation of what the town is all about. Remember, Silver Hollow and this entire world is not quite like ours. So place names and institutions may seem familiar, but not quite right. This place is a much more shadowy version of our world, but don't fret. That noise you just heard from your closet or kitchen is probably nothing. Maybe it's just the dog looking for a treat or the cat hopping up on the counter. Maybe. Did you lock your doors and windows? Did you draw the curtains? If so, get cozy and curl up with your e-reader or paperback, have some nice tea or a coffee, and come with me to Mercy Hospital. We'll stop back briefly at Silver Hollow, but we won't stay too long. That place is evil, as you know. Take a deep breath and remember to keep breathing. Sometimes it helps to keep your back to a wall to make sure there's nothing reading over your shoulder. Thanks for being an attentive audience. Writers like me need readers like you. Explore the Shadows, Lucien Lebeau, March 12, 2019. Dubs' House. Colonel Dubs, Mrs. Dubs, anyone home? No answer. The young farmhand let herself in, shaking snow off her boots. The braided rug soaked up the melting river. It's cold in here. You want I should light a fire? Silence. Marquita dropped the milk jug, wooden slats rattling from the impact. They should be home. Did they leave for Gray City? Were they on a visit? Marquita spoke through chattering teeth, then picked up the jug once more to bring it into the kitchen, a short jaunt from the back door. A clatter like a book falling on a hardwood floor came from upstairs and roused the woman's attention. She put the jug in the cold store and headed that way. They're awake by now most days. Could be Mrs. Dubs is ill again. The landing creaked and groaned under her weight. I'm heading upstairs now. If you're in a state of undress, my apologies. I need to see if you're well. Leaving their home to the farmhands and hired help wasn't unusual when the Colonel and Mrs. left to visit family. It was unusual for them to leave without notice. More so in the middle of winter. Not even a note, like when they had an emergency with their daughter. They left a detailed note to set up the horses at night, why they left, asking for best wishes. Not reckless people. Plus, the carriage was still in the carriage house. They wouldn't just walk out of town, and they didn't have wings. A clunk came from the bedroom, followed by the creaking of bedsprings. Marquita paused, holding her breath. I'll die from embarrassment if they're having an intimate moment, she thought. Of the things the woman had seen in her life, and wanted to see, that was not on her list. Letting go with a sigh, one large hand rapped on the door. Colonel? Mrs. Dubs? No answer. A creaking noise came from behind her, followed by patter, patter, patter. Marquita turned, chest tight, and gasped. There was nothing there. The house breathed around her for a moment, its walls expanding and contracting back. She closed her eyes and shook her head. Something about this house. She didn't like being alone in it for long. Most times, she wasn't. There was always someone on the property, either the owners or, when they were away, hired hands and help. Sometimes Marquita would stay during the day, but after she tended the animals, she went straight home. It wasn't because she was superstitious or a traditionalist.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?